The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hello there, and welcome to Season 8, Episode 4 of Daily Dilemma Uncensored, the podcast.
Woo!
With myself, Shona Lyons, himself, Niall Power, who... do you know what? I can't not say it to you.
You love commenting. You give out to me for commenting on your clothes. And just because I wore a nice shirt for the podcast this week, because our lovely Michelle is here. I'm getting
flattered. Michelle, for me.
Michelle, welcome back, darling girl.
Thank you.
New host of the Saturday show, but it's not for you. He's lying. He's wearing it because he's been interviewed by a local newspaper today.
I actually noticed it and I thought you looked very dapper.
Thank you very much,
Looks
Michelle.
Looks like he's on Pat Kenny.
I thought he must have a job interview.
It's a gig for News Talk. That's what this is.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay,
oh,
it's an interview.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to current affairs, not sex and filth.
Okay.
It's been great, fun. Are you going to do the live podcast before you go?
I will.
Okay, good. If you are coming to Kilkenny on February 13th, Friday, it's a Valentine's special, you will get to see Niall Power. If you haven't got your tickets, please check out our website, beat102103.com, or the link is in our bio. And then we are heading to Bank Lane, back to where it all began in Waterford on February 28th, Saturday night. So yeah, please get on it if you haven't done so already. And just so you know, there's Dame Stuffy, there's Marty Guilfoyle, and there's another special guest which we might announce very soon.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Fair play.
There you go.
Okay, we've covered quite a bit already in this season, but you're going in a place that I have to be honest from the start, I know what's coming. Not my area of expertise, and I think I'm going to learn over the next few minutes.
Amazing. I love when we do that on the podcast. Okay, let's go for it. Hey, Knowledge Show, this one is for your uncensored thing.
It is a thing.
Okay. I'm with a girl for 2 months now, so this is the first red flag, which is an unfortunate phrase, and you will see why. She asked me over, and when I got there, she said she had her period, but no big deal. She said that it's making her extra horny as it's day one.
Uh-huh.
I told her I was all right, thanks, and that I'd pass. I'm not into sex with a girl who has got that thing. It's vile. God love her thinking I'd find her sexy, but it's the opposite. What a turn off. Not even slightly attractive. It's put me right off her. I've had to cool things off with her as I think she's a bit out there for me. I'm only writing to ye because I know you and your podcast listeners will back me. It's rotten to have sex during a period. Thanks for reading this out.
Give me his address.
Well, we can't. Wait, no, GDPR.
Okay, what's the vibe on this?
Do you want to go for a show or?
I think it's... like, you know, if we got a dilemma like this on Beat Breakfast, right? Because we have got dilemmas which I feel are so kind of, I suppose, loaded in how they...
Remember there was one where he wanted to hide her products, her feminine products, because his parents were coming around. And there was a real backlash about that.
There was a backlash on it, but I was also surprised at the time that there was a lot of people defending that. Mm. And that, you know, so we still, you might think that we've moved mountains, but we actually haven't. Can I just say...
Can I also just butt in before you give your thoughts? We also did a piece one morning on the show where it was kind of a fun educational piece for me, and
thank
I think
you
Tommy
for saying
was
this.
On.
Yeah,
and it was the first time I had a formal complaint in recent months.
What?
That it wasn't suitable to talk about periods
because it was
on
periods.
The radio.
It was a period quiz.
I was
quiz.
Just taken aback.
It was a quiz, like just basically about like
you
how long is the menstrual
formal?
Cycle?
And it just I suppose struck me that. The shame is still there for so many people regarding periods, which I just thought it's a health issue. We've dealt with that. That's gone. But no, you know, and actually I was fairly, you know, blunt with that person in terms of this is your shame, not anybody else's.
I was really upset about that at the time because I was like, God, I can't even remember why we did it for a specific reason, but there was something on that day.
We're going off on a tangent, but the back of it was I had gone to buy you products and it was just the fun of me not having a clue. We told that story of... what kind of scent is? What kind of scent does she want? It was a whole new experience.
He went to get me panty liners.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a girl tell me before that she sent a fella and he asked, do you want lemon or lime?
Oh, yeah.
And said, do you want lemon or lime?
Yeah.
But I think...
we just need to accept that that's still there for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? And which is actually... like, I was genuinely upset when you told me that we got that complaint because I was like, God, we're talking about something that hopefully, you know, if there are people listening that might not know or like might be intrigued, like that you can pick up some information in a light-hearted way and not be something that's going to cause... like, it shouldn't... anyway, that is beside the point. Can I start by saying that it's actually... you called period sex or sex during a period vile. I think you're a vile. I am not a fan of having sex during my period because I feel so rotten and miserable and
it's also messy.
Unwell, yeah, unmessy. I just don't like it. I said this to Niall when the email came in, and I've spoken about Tom before. There's nothing that wouldn't turn that man that would turn that man off. That yeah. man is like
a machine.
I'll know the day that he's having an affair or he's going because it doesn't matter what time of the month is. He makes me feel and tells me that I'm sexy. It wouldn't bother him in the slightest. Me personally, I don't want to go there, right? Mm. But imagine a girl who is confident enough in herself, comfortable enough in her own skin to be able to say, I'm really horny and I fancy you right now. And him to have these thoughts and for her not to know that he actually in his head is going, oh, you're vile. You're a bit out there. A bit out there. For having sex. God, where has he been? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's really...
I'm just like, you've obviously never been in a relationship before, this man.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a relationship, like you said with Tom, there actually is no red light.
Yeah.
Nothing really stops you because you're just comfortable around each other and like you just fancy each other and when you're both in the mood, it doesn't really, unless it's like, I don't want to use a bad metaphor and I don't want to use something. I was going to say Quentin Tarantino, but I'm sorry.
I've never seen any of those movies.
Unless, you know.
We get it.
Yeah, you get my idea, okay? But like, I've never had a fella refuse that. Like, I've had them initiate during that because at the end of the day, they're like, but it's me and you. Like, we've had sex loads. Yeah. And to be honest now, okay, I will say there's a difference between if you use a tampon or not.
Okay.
So, like, this might be an education for you, Niall, but like, if you're using a tampon, it tends to soak up a lot of the blood, so there just isn't as much there. But like, I wrote a whole article about period sex for the Irish Independent.
Wow.
And I learned so much. Like, it is such a stress relief and like
maybe
good for
try.
A person's a woman's immunity and health for her to if she wants to. Now again, like if you're not comfortable with it, that's fine. But like if she's actually like feeling it, it can help with her overall like resistance to pain. It'll elevate her mood. And generally, you know, I think it brings a couple closer because, like, let's be honest, sex is messy. Sex is not like
movies.
Like you said before, show the dog walks in, okay? Or like someone queefs, someone farts.
Yeah.
Like blood gets on the sheet. Blood, you know, you're like, Jesus Christ, it's like a murder scene in here. But like, that's all about getting to know each other's bodies.
It's not like the movies, is what you're saying.
And also, can I add, like, I don't know if he sounds like kind of an old school guy. Like, I think you're missing out on one key point, and this is going to sound kind of crude, but like, she's going to be more wet. Like, I'm just going to say
you're really
that.
Bringing all the facts and the information. Yeah. No. Like,
well, I was going to come back to that because it was mentioned that she said in the email that she makes her extra horny. Do you feel an extra horniness when you're...
I'm worried that there's something wrong with me though then. And also, I definitely don't feel extra horny. But I will say, I do have a little bit of a block about it because maybe it's me, like that thing.
I get that,
I have
though.
Friends
I get
who
where
are
you're
like
coming
that.
From. It's like, I don't necessarily want to get myself in a naked situation with somebody and have, you know, intimate fun if I'm not looking or feeling my best.
No, but
so
it's not
that.
Just that. It is the fact that you're doing it when, you know, you're like your body is going through this.
I have friends who are like that. Yeah. They're like, it's kind of like they feel unclean during their period. And that does go back to like a sense of stigma and shame.
Yeah.
Like, I know someone, and again, I won't name her, but I remember her telling me like she had a childminder who was giving out about her period pains to her husband. And she said, oh my God, that's so inappropriate. You know, that she like was complaining about her period pains to my husband. I said, that's the same as her saying she has a headache. I don't understand. She was like, that's like her asking about like our sex life or something. And I said, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, she's having a regular bodily function that like makes her feel unwell at this moment in time. So if she's not, that's why she's not performing her best.
It's actually really interesting that you've said this. And this podcast has gone on a very different tone to some of the other ones that we've done. But it is important.
Worth having.
Because I wouldn't have been comfortable talking about even having a period. And I have to say, we have just the loveliest girls in our office and we have these lovely, open and honest conversations. And we all know, okay, show's not feeling well this week, Aoife, but whatever. And last week I was very unwell and poor Niall.
She was. She was.
I've said to him I've a period pain or whatever.
Yeah.
But we were in recording something and I actually was a bit worried about him when I was leaving. His face went so white. But I was happy that I was able to say to him.
Yeah, no,
I am in agony right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah, and I'd never it's kind of seen you like that, where you like you, as you said, it was like a contraction. It was yeah. like a contraption.
That's
contraction.
Awful.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know,
like
really
you can see her gurning almost.
Like, you yeah. poor thing. And like, this is the thing. Why is it so, you know?
But I feel like I moved, because I don't think a year ago I would have even said to Niall. I probably just would have sat there and gone through it or whatever. But it was actually a lovely relief. Yeah. So I would love to feel a bit more open. And I think the point is that this girl does, and this guy, without even saying it to her, she doesn't know, she's unaware, has just completely...
But he probably made her feel so small by refusing it that night, you know?
I don't think... Like, I think it's fine to like not consent to something you don't want to do, you know? Like, I'm
no,
sure...
No, but it's his thought, but it's the way he's speaking about her. Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying.
She knew how he was speaking about, like, she... I don't think this is going to last, because at some point he's going to start talking in the ways... the many anti-feminist ways that he's just spoken,
yeah.
and that's not going to be okay, because she's clearly like
comfortable,
you know, comfortable as she should be in her own body. Do you know what's funny, lads? It's like, for International Women's Day 1 year, I asked people like to send me a red heart in solidarity.
We were in
with
the
women.
Car when you did this, I
yeah,
remember.
Just to be like, listen, like, can we all just call a spade and say nobody talks about periods? And there are comments about me on Reddit saying
no
that one. Oh, yeah. She loves talking about periods. Will she ever stop talking about periods? Just because I said it once.
Yeah.
You know? So it goes to show that, like, there's something about periods that people still find, like, it's like,
well,
they curl up and, like...
It depends. Like, it comes down to talking about it and education. And unfortunately, we started by saying that we got a complaint with this. But let's try
I also just want to clarify, that morning we did that bit and it was a lot of fun. We probably had 50 or 60 WhatsApps.
Yeah,
which, like,
yeah.
It is so nice to hear men
talking
men. About this.
Well, can I just... I know we're coming to the end, but can I just say, when I got my first period, I was 13... And my dad, who I think is in many ways, like, was always ahead of his time, he came up the stairs to me and he said, I've heard, and I got you this. And it was a card.
Aww.
And inside it said, I have no idea what you're going through, but all I do know is I want to be here for you. And if you need anything, hot water bottle, cups of tea. And he brought me 6 Caramello bars and that card. My dad is the sweetest man in the whole world. I didn't grow up in a house where it wasn't okay. And yet still I feel a little
but
bit.
But you still inherited it. Yeah.
But if there's more men like that, then...
That man who sent that in just needs to take notes from your
dad.
Yeah,
yeah. I hope he hears this. And I hope he can move forward, hopefully with some guidance from us. Final thoughts,
Michelle. Final thoughts. You think periods are vile, your sweat is vile, your jizz is vile, your saliva is vile. If you're going to call bodily fluids vile, head off.
Yeah.
Niall?
I would say grow up a little bit, learn a little bit, talk to the girls in your life a little bit, and but don't make this particular girl or any other girl feel small for what is a health issue. I mean, God knows I whinge about a tiny little sniffle.
So, oh my God, if he gets a paper cut, it's
the end of the world.
Thank you so much for your thoughts, and Michelle, thank you for joining us. Don't forget, you can hang out with us in the Set Theatre, Langton's, on February 13th. It's only a couple of weeks away. We'd love to have you. Beat102103.com, and then Bank Lane in Waterford on February 28th. It's Saturday night. Please come out and hang out with us.
We'd love it. Okay, beat102and3.com for details.
Our link in bio.
We will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X, or email talk@beat102103.com.